Ready. Umok mifugi, that's the machlaikis over here. That masov yeshador, masov rein hador. Maybe that's good for the machlaikis. Samora says, Lloyd, that's not the machlaikis here. Bechod is zimna, because not the first time it happened. Over plukta, the sumchis for rabbonik mifugi. And the machlaikis is between sumchis and the rabbonin if regular tsroiris pays a chati nezek or a nezek shalom. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up, you test them at all. Again, we're in the middle of the shaila of yesh hador l'tzruris or not. The animal does the damage through tzruris, and when it's walking, it kicks off pebbles, and pebbles does damage. So we have before the local mashem isin neyone peichat sinezik. So we want to know what happens if you do it three times. Does it become a mood or not? So when it says from here, we have no proof. In this ma'isa, we want to say it's machlokes of yesh hador ein hador. Samura says, no, it's v'chad zimnom v'v'plukto the sumchus v'rabbonukum miflugi. Here the machloike says, whether b'chlal every tzroris, even the first time, if it pays a nezik sholom or a chatzi nezik. So don't have any raya. Now the Gemara asks the question, the third line, Aivah mishunahu. The case before was if a chicken puts its head inside a glass and starts to make noise there and breaks the glass. So it's called its careless voice breaks the glass. So that was called tzroris because it happened through its voice, which is its kayach. Now the Gemara is kashto, but it's mishunahu. It's not normal for a chicken to put its head inside a glass. So if so, it should be called a told of Karen. It's not a told of regular anymore. So Gemara says the is baby's runi. No, we're talking about that there was seeds inside it. There were food inside the glass. So therefore, it's a normal thing for a chicken to put his head inside the glass to eat it. And therefore, while he was eating it, he made some noise and broke the glass. It's called normal. That's a regular case of tsururis. It's an urchei, and therefore, if you hold that a tzroris pays nezik sholem, here also you would pay a nezik sholem. And the Gemara's kasha was, even if simchas holds tzroris pays nezik sholem, but here it was mishunah, it was different. Since it was mishunah, it should only be like keren achatzi nezik. That's the Gemara answers, no, here it's not mishunah, it's urchei, it's normal. Boi Ravashi. Ravashi asked a question like this. Yei shinu l'tzroris l'revi nezik, oi ein shinu l'tzroris l'revi nezik. If an animal does damage through tsroris, that means pebbles. In other words, only its koyach, it's only its power. It's not the animal itself. But regular the case is when the animal is walking normal through the shusarabim, in a normal walk, it shoots off pebbles. So that's what machlokes we pay a chatzi nezek or not. Now, let's say the animal is not walking normal, but he's kicking. Kicking we had before as a tolda of keren, that's mishunah, it's not normal. Normally you don't kick. It's only because it's kavanos alhazik. So regular keren, we know Tom pays a chatin ezik. Here the case is he's kicking, which is mishunah, and by kicking he sends off pebbles and the pebbles break something. So this tsroris now is different than regular. Regular tsroris is when the animal's walking normal, a normal tsroris. Here it's a shinui. Here it's pebbles because he's kicking. So the question is, regular pebbles pays the chatzin ezek, according to the Rabbonin. If the old tsroris pays the chatzin ezek, so the shaila is, let's say the animal sends off the pebbles in a knifen of mishuna, in a knifen of keren, where it's kavanos alahazek, where he starts to kick. So usually told of keren, a tam pays the chatzin ezek. So if regular tsroris pays the chatzin ezek, maybe through a shinui, you should only pay a revi, a quarter of the nezek. So that's the shaila. Do we say there's a shinu by tzroris to bring the payment down to revi a quarter? Or do we say, no, ain't shinu tzroris, the revi nezik. You can never have a payment less than half. True, there are two reasons here why you're paying only chatzi nezik. One is because it's tzroris, it's only the koyach, the power of the animal. It's not the animal itself, he's only sending off of pebbles. And the second shinu is that he's kicking. But so what, even though there are two shinuyim, we never go less than a revi, you always have to pay a chatzi nezek. That's the Gemara Suffolk. So Gemara says, Tifshoit lei midirava. You should be poshed this shayla from Rava. Tifshoit lei midirava. You can bring a proof from this shayla from what Rava says. Why, the boy Rava, we know Rava before he asked the question. Yesh ha'adol etzroros, ayein ha'adol etzroros. In a normal case where the animal is walking normally, and some pebbles fall out from his feet, so there we say, you pay a chatzin ezek. Tzroris, that's a lachal mashmissin, you pay a chatzin ezek. Now, Rava had a shayla, what's going to be if that happens three times? If three times when the animal is walking, pebbles fall out from his feet, like, he kicks it in a normal manner, not real kicking, but in a normal manner he kicks it. So if it happens three times, that's the shayla, do we say, yeh shadot, that now we'll pay a nezek shalom or not? That's what Rava had it for a suffix.
Well, yein hadol tzveres. So Rosh says mechlaf. From here, it should be a proof that yein shinui, that there's no pasha of shinui, that you can't say tzveres goes down to revi nezek, because since we have a tzad to say that it becomes a muid, that means the first time it's like a shinu by itself, and still you pay a chatzin nezek. So you have a tzad to say after three times it becomes like urchei. That's why you should pay nezek shalom. So if so, you can't say it goes down to revi nezek. So what's the suffix then? So the Gemara says like this. Or Rashi speaks out really. Mechlal dein shinui. If there would be a parasha of shinui revi to a quarter, have a chatzin nezek ladosan. Then when you do it three times, you only pay a chatzin nezek. So why does Rav have to boy if there's hard door to pay nezek shalom or not? He could have asked the shiloh, do you have to pay a chatzin nezek? So since that wasn't a suffix, like we see, there's never a case that it pays a revi, a quarter. So Gemara says no. I tell you, Dilma may be Rava, when Rava said a Shiloh, it's like an Imtim Tzolei Mekomer. If you say this, then he asks this. What does it mean to say? Imtim Tzolei Mekomer. If you would tell me that ain't Shinui, in other words, first there's a Shiloh, do we say Yei Shinui or ain't Shinui? If the animal kicks the pebbles, not normally, but kicks it to Kavon Lahatik, which is a Shinui, so that's one suffix. So they only have to pay then a quarter, because normal tsururis pays a chatzinezik. Here that since it's through a shinui, you should only have to pay a quarter. Or maybe no, tsururis at all times always pays a chatzinezik nevertheless. That was Rava's first suffix. Now he said, in Timslam, if you want to tell me though, that there's no pasha of shinui, that you always have to pay at least a chatzinezik, now Rava asked the second question. What's going to be yesh hador or yein hador? Is there a case that after he does it three times, he should have to pay a nezek shalom or not? So Mor says teiku, and the Chachamim says teiku. Like really, both shailas is a teiku. Is it possible that tzoraris should come down to revi, or else is it possible that through tzoraris, if you do it three times, should have to pay a nezek shalom? So in both cases, the Gemara remains by teiku. But usually we hold tzoraris at all times always pays only a chatzin nezek. Now, boy, Ravashi asks a question like this. Koyach koychoy lesumchis. According to Sumchis Shita we had before, that Sumchis says in the case of Tzoreroys, the pebbles go out from the animals walking, that the Baal HaShor has to pay Nezek Shalom. Because Sumchis says, Koychoy, one Koych, one power of the shore, is like Gufa, you pay Nezek Shalom. So now the question is, what about Koych Koychoy? In other words, where the animal walking, the pebbles come out, break a Kli, and the broken part of that Kli breaks a second Kli. So by the second Kli, it's called a Koych Koych already. So what's the Locha? According to Sumchis, Kaychidami, still we say it's like the Kaych, like the goof of the animal, that you still have to pay a Nezek Shalom. Oiloi, or maybe no, maybe by Kaych HaKaychoi, here Sumchis agrees that we have the Loch Lomash Shemi Sinai, you only have to pay a Chatzin Nezek. In other words, Mi Gomer Halocha, does Sumchis also agree that there was a special Loch Lomash Shemi Sinai, that Tzoreroys, the pebbles, the Kaych of an animal, only pays a Chatzin Nezek? But Umuki Lo, the Kaych HaKaychoi, Sumchis says, you know where that halacha applies to? It only applies in the case of Koyach Koychoi, where the pebbles broke a Kli, and the broken Kli broke another Kli. By the second Kli, maybe there Sumchis agrees you pay only a Chatzin Nezek. Oy Dilma, maybe no. The other side is, Loi Gomir halacha klal, that Sumchis was never makabal this limud of the halacha l'mashem Yisrinai. Sumchis holds at all times, always, Koychoi is kagufa dummy. So any koyach, any pebbles or the broken kli that come because of the animal itself, you always have to pay a nezek shalom. So teiko, and this also is marvelized by teiko, what would be the loch according to Sumchis? Yeah? You have to pay at least a half. Right. Then the Mishnah says, hoysim avetis. Let's say the animal was kicking. So the Mishnah says, and it breaks something, it has to pay a chatzin nezek. Because posha, that's a tolda of Karen. Or your else posha's second case is, shahoya tsururois menatsin mitachas reg leho. That the animal was walking normally in the Rishus HaNizik, and some pebbles fell out from flying out from his feet. For sure, it's a kelim and it broke the kelim. Meshalim chatzinezik. That's what our Mishnah says. So now, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Hechi kama, what exactly is the pshat in our Mishnah? Does the Mishnah mean to say, like I just explained, there's two separate cases, that hoysum va'etes v'hezeka bebiato? One case is the animal was kicking, and it did damo by kicking, and kicked the kli and broke the kli. So that's a tolda of Karen. It's called Kavanosa Lahazik. You only have to pay a chatzin nezek here for the damage. Or else the Mishnah means the second case would be Tzoreroys Kiyuchayu, where an animal is shooting off pebbles in a normal manner. It's walking normally through the Rishus HaNizik, and some pebbles fly out from under its feet, and it breaks a Kli. That there we have the Lachal Moshe Messina, the Meshalim Chatzin Nezek, Rabbanani. that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that we hold there that halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that even though it's a normal action of walking and breaking the kli, but since it only came through the pebble, through his koyach, yoni pei chatzi nezek. Is that the pshat in our Mishnah? Oy duma, maybe no. Maybe the Mishnah means it like in one case. Hoysom ve'etes, the animal was kicking, which is mishuna, not normal. Ve'hezeke ve'biyuta, and it did damage when it kicked something. Or else the second case is tsuroyrois machmas biyit. Not really the second case, but in the same type of the case, when the animal was kicking, he also kicked some pebbles, and the pebbles went and broke something. So the Mishnah says, Mishalim chatzinezek. Now that's the case that you have to pay a chatzinezek by tsuroyrois. Only in the case where first the animal was kicking, doing mishuna. Then the dik would be, hoki urche, mashma if the animal was not kicking. It was just walking normally, and some pebbles came out from under its feet. Mishalim nezek shalom. Then you would have to pay a nezek sholem. If so, who does our Mishnah go like? Umani sumchesi. Then the pshat our Mishnah will go according to sumches. That regular tzoroyrois, you only pay a chatzi nezek. Here, you know why the Mishnah says you pay, regular tzoroyrois, I mean you pay a nezek sholem. Here, you know why you pay a chatzi nezek? Because it was through kicking, through a keren, that's why you only pay a chatzi nezek. That's our suffix. What's pshat our Mishnah? Does the Mishnah go according to sumches, or does our Mishnah go according to the Rabbanim? So Mishnah says clearly, Toshima come in here. Mi seifa, from the seifa of our Mishnah. The seifa of the Mishnah says, Doroso ala kli b'shavrosoi. The animal was trotting over a kli and broke it. Or that's regular. When he was walking, he stepped over a kli and broke it. V'nofol ha-shavra kli achar. And the broken pieces of this kli went and broke a second kli. V'shavra, and it broke the second kli. So the Mishnah says like this, Al harishon mishalom nezek sholom. On the first kli, you have to pay a nezek sholom because that's pure regal. The animal was walking in the Rishus HaNizik, and it broke Kalim, regular way of walking, that's regular, you pay Nezek Sholem. But it says clearly, our Mishnah of Yal Achron, on the second Kli that was broken, Chatzi Nezek. You only have to pay here for the Nezek. Why? Because it was Tzoroyrois. Like your animal stepped on one Kli, and the broken pieces of this Kli went flying and broke a second Kli. That's Tzoroyrois. And our Mishnah says clearly, you pay a Chatzi Nezek. Now, the Sumchis, if our Mishnah goes according to Sumchis, Mi yisle chatzi nezek. Does Sumchis say chatzi nezek? Sumchis says even tzoroyrois has to pay nezek sholem. So of course, mashm clearly, our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita that tzoroyrois pays the chatzi nezek. Sumchis says maybe no. V'chitem, maybe you want to say this is the pshat in our Mishnah. Risha means rishon lahatoza. Risha means the first kli that was broken because of the flying pieces. V'sheni means sheni lahatoza, the second kli that was broken because of the flying pieces. And maybe, in other words, that's called the case of koyach koychoi. And maybe v'shani le'le sumchis is the difference to sumchis ben koich le'koich le'koichai. That even according to sumchis, when does tzoroyrois pay a nezek sholem? Only the first koyach. The pebbles break the first kli pay a nezek sholem. But maybe on the second kli, that's a koyach koichai, a second a power, maybe there sumchis also agrees that you only pay a chatzi nezek. So maybe that's pshana mishnah, the end of the mishnah. So maybe still the whole mishnah goes according to a sumchis. So Mar says no. Is so, eloho deboy ravashi. That's that Rav Ashi asked for a question. Koyach koich l'sumchis. According to sumchis, shrita that he holds, tzoroyrois pays a nezek sholem. What about the case where it's koyach koichai? It's a second power. Like the animal kicked off pebbles and it broke one kli, and the broken pieces of that kli went and broke another kli. Kik koichai dami. So Rav Ashi had a suffix. Is according to sumchis still like the power of the animal that you pay a nezek sholem? Oilaku koichai dami. Maybe here he agrees you only pay a chatzi nezek. So that was Rav Ashi's suffix. Now, if you want to learn Pshat now, Mishnah goes according to Sumchis, if so, Tivshit lo lei, delavka koichadami, then you should have a proof clearly from our Mishnah that koichad koichad, according to Sumchis, only pays a chatzi nezek. Because that's the case here, we're saying you only pay a chatzi nezek on the second kli. So obviously, Rav Ashi, that asked this for a question, did not learn this Pshat now, Mishnah. So Mora says true. Rav Ashi, true, is Karabona Mukilo. Rav Ashi himself, Avada, learns our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonim. That the Rabbanan Shita is a regular tzoroyrois pays chatzi nezek. So therefore there's no proof from our Mishnah of Ada. The Rabbanan Shita is every tzoroyrois pays chatzi nezek. And Oboye Lohocha, I tell you, Rav Ashi had a suffix like this. This is a shayla, even according to the Rabbanan, we could ask a shayla like this. Like Rashi says, in the shayla Rav Ashi asked before, about yei shinu l'tzoroyrois, or yein shinu l'tzoroyrois, or shinu, also, aho masnisim boyle, he asked the gufra shayla on our Mishnah. And this is the way he asked the question in our Mishnah. Like, almost like this. What Rav Ashi, Mukilo, Oboyu, Lohoch, Rav Ashi asked the question in our Mishnah like this. Hoysom of Aetis, where the animal was kicking. And it did damage by kicking a kli, so you only pay a chatzi nezik. That's regular keren. Or else in a case where it was walking normally and pebbles fell out and broke a kli, that you only have to pay a chatzi nezik. That's because tsereres pays a chatzi nezik. Now the suffix is ho machmas biyut revi nezik. But what would have been if the animal would have been kicking, and by his kicking pebbles went flying out, which is a shinui through tsereres? Maybe then revi nezik. Maybe then you'd only have to pay a quarter. And v'yeshinui, we would say this cloud, there is a shinui to tsereres, that when pebbles come out the koyach of the animal, if it's urche when it's walking, then it's a chatzi nezik. But if it's when the animal is kicking through a shinui, maybe then you only have to pay a quarter. That was Rav Ashi's sofik. Oidilma, maybe still no, not like that. That hoisem of a etes v'azekim b'biyuta. That the Mishnah means, even in the case when the animal was first kicking and broke something, that's a chatzi nezik. Or else the Mishnah means, even oid tsereres machmas biyut. Or even in the case that when the animal was kicking, tsereres pebbles came flying out from him and broke a kli, still chatzi nezik. Still the Mishnah means to say you have to pay the chatzi nezik, and therefore will be clear raya v'yein shinui, that there's no din shinui, even though the tsereres was through a shinui, still you have to pay a chatzi nezik. So take on this Gemara blessed by Teiko. But we lemais hold like that. We lemais hold that tsereres pays a chatzi nezik. Even through a shinui, still you pay a chatzi nezik. Right. Boy minei Rav Abba b'mamul. Rav Abba b'mamul is the shalom, right in the middle. Yeah, but boy minei Rav Abba b'mamul. Mirabami, he asked a question for Rami. The Amri law and some say Mirabi Chiba Rabbi. He asked a question from Chiba Rabba. What's going to be hoiso mahaleches b'mokum? An animal was walking down the street. Shef shelo elim came in atesis. Not down the street. Rashi says he was walking in the chotzer nizik. Now your animal went into somebody else's backyard. There's a very narrow place there, and he was walking there, and there were a lot of pebbles there. And it's not possible to walk there without hitting the pebbles. So for sure these pebbles would have went flying and broke something anyway. Now what the animal did was, instead of walking normally, he got nervous, the animal, obiato, and he kicked the pebbles. V'etizan, and the pebbles went flying out, v'ezek, and did damage. Ma, what's the locha? So, Rashi learns the shailer is, on its side you'll say, yeshinu litzreiros, would you have to pay revi and nezek here or not? That's the shailer. Lemais to the animal now kicks the pebbles, which is mishuna, and by kicking the pebbles went flying off and did damage. That's called a revi. So that's called a shinu by tsereres. So if you hold yeshinu at tsereres, would you have to pay your revi nezek here? Or else maybe no. The Gemara says mao. Kivon di'ev shalom, since it wasn't possible to walk through this path without having pebbles come out, urchehu. We don't look at the kick. We look at any way pebbles would have went out and broke the kli. So it's called urcha that you'd have to pay a chatzi nezek. Oy dilma, maybe no. Hashtemiyu machmes biyat kemenatzo tsereres. Maybe now kopon of the animal kicked the pebbles. And since he kicked the pebbles, it's like a shinui, and therefore you only have to pay a ravine nezek. So teiku, and this gemara applies by teiku. This is where Rashi learns the shayla. Like the intem, if you want to say yeshinu litzreiros, would you have to pay ravine nezek or not? That's the shayla over here. Rashi, the second lashon Rashi, different shot, is the urcha yotzuras nina b'tol to the rego. All right, different shot. Who is the first shot? Rashi, the first shot, dika. Kids, that was the suffix. In the case where the animal walking down this road anyway would have had to let the pebbles move. But now he did it through a matzav of kicking of a shinui. If you hold the shinui, do you pay a revi nezik here? Or maybe no, still you pay a chatzi nezik. So according to this, it wouldn't make enough minul alocha. The alocha we yod anyway, you always pay a chatzi nezik. Boy minei Reb Yirmiyum Reb Zera. Reb Yirmiyum has a question for Reb Zera like this. Hoy so maleches b'shus rabim. You have your animal that was walking through the shus rabim. Ve'tiza, and it hit off pebbles. Ve'zek, and it did damage there. So ma, what's the alocha? In other words, Shom, you have a gerus, so we have the gerus of biyut, it kicked, it did shinui. The posh of the mashal says you're not gerus it. So without this gerus, it's talking about normal case. An animal was walking down the Rishus Rabbim, and Urcha, normally walking, some pebbles came out from his feet, and it broke Kalim. So it's a regular case of tsereres that you'd have to pay a chatzi nezek. But the shailer is, we know tsereres is a tolda of regal, and regal is part of Rishus Rabbim. So that's the shailer here, is this like Maho, the Gemara says. The Kerem Aminalei, so we say it's like Keren, and therefore the Chayevis, since it pays a chatzi nezik, it's like Keren, that's Chayev Rishus Rabim. Or Duma, maybe no, told to the Regalu, still, or it's Urchei. The animal was walking, and pebbles came flying out from under its feet. So it's a regular mazik of Regal only. And therefore, Ptura, we know that there's a custom that Regal is part of Rishus Rabim. The Bosik says, Ubiya bistayachar, Yoni Chayev Rishus HaNizik, not Rishus Rabim. So that was the Shaila. Or Malay, he answered back, Mistavra Avada told of the regalu. That Mistavra, that Sereroi, is called the told of the regal that we had before in the Gemara before Navdalid. And therefore, just like regal Brishusa Rabbim is Potter, here also, in this case also, the Baal HaShor would be Potter. What's going to be Heteza Brishusa Rabbim? Let's say the animal was walking through the Brishusa Rabbim normally, and some pebbles came flying out from under its feet. But Vezeka Brishusa Yochid, and it went flying into somebody's backyard and broke Kalim there. So Ma, what's the locha? In other words, do you go, boss, so right now the animal was walking Brishusa Rabbim and is Potter? Regular Potter Brishusa Rabbim. Or do we say, no, the pebbles ended off in somebody's backyard and broke the kli there, go bust where the kli got broken, the Rishos HaNizik, so regular Chayiv, it's called Shrever Shechayiv V'chatzin Ezek. Omele, yes, it's back, you should know, the klal is, he held first, at least he held this first, that Akira ain't kin anocha, yeshkan, like a kasha. If there's no Akira, if the animal kicked Rishos HaRabim and there is potter, so you're not Chayiv for the Ezek that happened later, there's no din hanocha. And this is the Gemara's test we want to say first. So that's what he answered first. Akira ain't kan hanocha yeshkan, like since there's no Akira, since it started to kick Rishus HaRabim and they're regular potter, so vada is potter even though it ended up in Rishus HaNizik. Now this Eisvei has to kasher back. It says no Eisvei. It says Alocha hoysom aleches bederech. Your animal was walking through the road. Vetiza, and while it was walking, pebbles came flying out. So it says here, Bein Rishus HaYochid, Bein Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. Whether it happened in Rishus HaYochid, whether it happened in Rishus HaRabim, in both cases he Chayiv. So now my love, isn't it like this? We're talking about where now it a teza means it kicked, the pebbles came flying from the Rishus HaRabim. And also Vazek Rishus HaRabim, did the Hezek Rishus HaRabim also. So then you'll have a raya that Sororos is like Karen, that's Chayim Rishus HaRabim. And we just said not like that. Samara says, Loi, that much you don't have a raya. Avada, the case here is, Hateza Rishus HaRabim, true, the animal was walking in the Rishus HaRabim and the pebbles came flying out from the Rishus HaRabim, but Avada, the case is, Vehazeke Rishus HaYochid. The case is where the pebbles ended up and did damage in the Rishus HaYochid. That's why you chayv v'chatzin nezek. For the Gemara, but our co-partner is still a kasha to you. V'amrit, you just said us before, Akira ain't kan anoch yeshkan. If there's no Akira, there's no beginning. Like since the beginning, the kicking, the pebbles went flying in front of Rishus HaRabim, you're not going to be chayv at the end when it ends off in Rishus HaNizek. So Amaleh, he answered back, Chod Rebi, Tzaka true, I have harota. I'm chayzer, I retract. This Svara I see is not true. In other words, when the terrorist says by Shein Regal or Bia Bistay Acher that Yechayv, if you do damage in somebody else's property, it means if the damage is done there, even though you start kicking, the pebbles start off in the Rishus HaRabim, but since the mice, the pebbles end off in the Rishus HaNizik, and that's where did the damage, you are Chayv. Eis, we have another Kasha. There's Alocha Dorso Al HaKli. If an animal is trotting over a Kli, regular, Vishav Ross, and it breaks the Kli, and a broken piece is here fall and break another kli v'shavroi. So it says alarisha mishalom nezek sholem v'alachra mishalom chatzin nezek. It's very good. The first one is regal yichayim nezek sholem. The second one is tsroiroi the koyach yonifei chatzin nezek. Now v'toni alor we learned on this v'med devar mamurim. When was this said v'shus hanizek? Only if both happened v'shus hanizek. Avo b'shus rabim. But if this happened v'shus rabim that he trampled on the kli v'shus rabim, so alarisha and ptura. And the first one is potter, because regular is potter b'shus rabim. That's very good. But vi ala achroin chayevis. But on the second kli, there you chayev. So the question is why? The second one is tsereroys. Are you telling me tsereroys is a told of regal? It's also potter b'shus rabim. So first of all, I want to say, my love is in the case talking about even of heteza b'shus rabim via zeke b'shus rabim. That both happened, that the pebbles went flying from b'shus rabim, and it broke the kli b'shus rabim also. So then you'll have a raya that Sororis is Chayiv B'Shus HaRabim. Samar says, Loi, this much of a raya you don't have. How about the case is, Hateza B'Shus HaRabim, true, you broke the first Kli B'Shus HaRabim, but V'Yazayka B'Shus HaYochid, the pieces went flying off into Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaNizik, and that's where it did the damage. That's why you Chayiv V'Chatzin Nezek. I, Bakopon of Amarta, you first said the Svar was, Akira ain't kan anocha yeshkan. Like if you don't have an Akira, if it started out B'Shus HaRabim, so you wanted to say you'd be Potter, so of course there's no anocha then. Or Malay Hadribi, it's like a true, I was chayz, I retracted on this Svarah. I don't go bust
to the beginning anymore, even though the beginning was B'Shus HaRabim here, and B'Shus HaRabim regal, even Sereris is Potter, but rather I go bust to beside the end, and since Lamaisa the Hezek ended up to be B'Shus HaNizik, therefore hold Yechayim.